Previous studies of Wisconsin children eligible for free or reduced lunch show 44% of them have not seen a dentist for the rotting teeth. It's a problem across the nation. The General Accounting Office estimated in a report last month that children on Medicaid are nearly twice as likely to have untreated decay. Stephanie Harrison is executive director of Wisconsin Primary Health Care Association. She says bad oral health can translate into other problems.
We hear stories all the time about kids who are suffering from all kinds of behavioral health problems at school, disruption, threatened expulsion even, and when their oral health problems have been resolved, they go back to being model students.
Harrison says the biggest obstacle is the reimbursement rate. On average, Wisconsin's Medicaid or Badger Care pays 40% of a provider's charges. Doctors who have to perform surgery on very young patients are now getting more. The state changed that policy last year. For many patients, just finding a dentist is a challenge. Harrison says the dentists are not spread evenly throughout the state. Many areas are underserved. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.